It is Tuesday, the 28th, and tomorrow, as well as on Thursday, we've got a couple of fantastic events with Praxis Consulting. They're hosting two events specifically to hear from the public on the new SAS Polytech Joseph A. Remy Saskatoon campus. From Praxis, I have on the line Sean Silzer with me. Sean, welcome to the show.
Hello, good morning. Thank you.
It's great to have you here. And I always like to, just to start these things off, I always like to kind of just put myself in the mindset of someone who maybe has just moved to Saskatoon. They don't know a lot about what's going on around the community. Can you kind of give us a general overview of the new Joseph A. Remy Saskatoon campus for SAS Polytech?
Absolutely. So there's 13 different locations for SAS Poly around Saskatoon right now. And the Joseph A. Remy Saskatoon campus, which will be located at Innovation Place adjacent to the University of Saskatchewan, is going to bring all of those locations into one centralized location. So students will be able to all be in one place, and there'll be opportunities to interact with people from U of S and Innovation Place. And so lots of exciting opportunities for collaboration and new programming and more students. So we're having a couple of events to hear from people what they think about that proposed move. It's in the pre-design phase right now, so we'll have some preliminary renderings of what that facility will look like out at Innovation Place. And we're having a couple of public events where we're asking people to come down and share their thoughts.
Well, let's talk about the couple of events that you're having here. The first one is going to be tomorrow, 5 to 8, at the Idlewild campus, correct?
Yeah. So at the existing Central Polytech campus on Idlewild, from 5 to 8, we're inviting everybody in Saskatoon to come down, and we'll have some information boards and we'll have some questionnaires. And we want to hear from people what they're excited about with this move, if they have any concerns. And we're going to gather all that information. And then the next day, we're having an Indigenous sharing circle, again from 5 to 8 p.m. And that one's going to be at Station 20 West over at 20th Street West and Avenue L. And again, the same sort of thing. We're going to have some open conversation to hear from people what they like, what they're concerned about. And all that information will be taken into consideration as we finalize the design that leads us into construction of this facility out at Innovation Place.
I'm very interested in hearing the feedback too, because this sounds like a win all across the board from my perspective. It seems like it's going to really just sort of enhance the educational experience for students, and really kind of almost probably have some really good economic and community development impacts as well.
Absolutely. It certainly sets that stage for the visionary collaboration amongst USASC, Innovation Saskatchewan, SAS Polytech. Looks like it's going to expand opportunities for students, increase the number of student spaces at Poly, and increase the number of programs. So, yeah, it certainly holds lots of opportunity for good potential. And that's what we want to hear, what's important to people as we put together that final design of the facility, and if they have any concerns. So come and share the good and, you know, the concerns and everything in between, and we'll log all that. And we recognize that maybe, you know, people have other competing interests. Maybe they're going to be watching the hockey playoff game on Wednesday night, or they have other things to do on Thursday. So if they can't make it down to either the public events, we do have a survey that is on our website that people are more than welcome to fill out. It'll capture a lot of the same information. And our website is engage.saspolytech.ca. And everybody who does that survey is going to be entered to win a Visa gift card. So there's a little incentive to take a few minutes, maybe after work on your patio and enjoying a lovely day, and filling in that survey.
Or so, if somebody is maybe spending the first really warm week at the lake for some reason, but they have internet access, it's the
exactly.
perfect opportunity
you
to sit out on the deck.
You can do it from wherever.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So where
exactly.
do so? Can you give us that website one more time for people to go to?
Engage.saspolytech.ca. And so you can go there, learn more about the project, fill in the survey. You can subscribe to updates on the website. So anytime we post new information, you'll get an email with an update. And when we compile the results of all this feedback that we've gathered from everybody, we'll be publishing a What We Heard report this summer. And that will also be available on the website. So if you go to that website and subscribe, you'll automatically get a copy of that report sent to you.
Perfect. Well, I'm excited to see the results. The Come and Go open house tomorrow, May 29th, 5 to 8 at SAS Polytech on Idlewild, and then the Indigenous Sharing Circle on Thursday, May 30th, 5 to 8 p.m., Station 20 West at the corner of 20th Street and Avenue L. Sean, thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning, and good luck with the community outreach, the open houses, and the ultimate building of the new campus.
Thanks very much, and we hope to see as many people over the next couple days as we can.